All right, if everybody wants to bow their heads so we can pray. Lord God, thank you for gathering us here this morning safely, despite the weather, Lord. And thank you for the new Bible study. Please show us to be, or help us to be more serving, Lord, and giving more than we are receiving. I pray, Lord God, that you are glorified this morning through these songs and through what thoughts are being portrayed. Please help us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the title of this song, To God Be the Glory, sums up what this song is about. It's about God giving us everything, giving us his salvation, and our response to what he has done is giving him the glory. So I have a few points that I want to make about this. One is, if we were able to save ourselves or have some influence in our salvation, we would be able to get some kind of glory for that, right? But we don't have anything to do with our salvation, so God gets all the glory. My second point is, God doesn't owe us anything, right? We haven't done anything for God to say, wow, I'm going to give him my salvation because of what he has just done. So because God doesn't owe us anything, but gives us everything, and we don't have any influence in our salvation, God gets all the glory for everything he does, and we should be living glorifying him. All right, so I have a list of names I want to share, but before I do that, when I first got saved, this is a little story about me. When I first got saved, Sam was meeting up with me for about 3 months or so, discipling me, sharing the gospel, and answering any questions I had. And one day, I went up to him, ignorantly, and I asked him, I said, Sam, why should I worship Jesus and not Muhammad? And he goes, oh, that's an easy one. Muhammad's dead. It's like, oh, all right. Well, that pretty much sums it up. So that list of names I have is Jonathan Smith, which is the founder of Mormonism, Charles Taze Russell, which is the founder of Jehovah's Witness, Muhammad, which you know what that's about. L. Ron Hubbard is the founder of Scientology, and Buddha is pretty self-explanatory. There's one thing that all of these guys have in common, and they are all dead. One other thing that I heard from another guy when I was looking into apologetics and stuff like that is whoever you're following, that's how you're going to end up being. So all of these guys are dead. You're going to end up being dead. Jesus is the only one that remains alive and has risen from the dead, right? So if we continue to follow him, we'll end up living just as he is. So, a long time ago, when I was a lot younger than I am now, I was living out in Florida, and I was living with a good friend of mine. He came home from work one day, and he told me of a story that a customer told him, and the story was about his customer. So, my good friend is all into getting the wealth of this world, having a lot of money and everything. And so he actually had a lot of sales that was a lot of money. It had to do with like home theater equipment. Anyways, one of his customers told him that the way the customer was able to reach his dream was he put a picture of his dream car up on his bathroom mirror, and so he would look at it every day, and that would give him motivation to work harder or whatever and obtain these riches in the world. I guess eventually he got that dream car, and I don't know what happened since, but my point is he had a vision, and that vision for him came true. Unfortunately, it was in things that will eventually perish. If we continue to look at God's word and continue in prayer and continue to look at eternal things, keeping our mind on the things above instead of the things here, our vision won't perish like this guy's vehicle will. It will be everlasting like God is. So we need to continue to look at God instead of ourselves. So we all know the story in the Bible of the fool who built his house on a foundation of sand, right? When rain and storm and wind come, his house is carried away. But in the same circumstances, the person who built his house on a solid foundation, on a rock, will stand, right? No matter what comes their way, they'll continue through those trials and tribulations. So I just want to say that I'm grateful that my hope is in Jesus alone, because if my hope is in my circumstances and my possessions or my emotions, and I'm trying to make those things greater, I'm not truly living at all, because without Jesus, there is no life.
Thank you.
Lord God, thank you that we can look to you instead of ourselves and know that you're nothing like us, Lord. You don't change in any of your ways, and all of your promises are eternal, Lord. Thank you for giving us a true hope and a true peace and a true joy in Jesus alone. And I pray this morning, Lord God, that you help Dorian to get his point across. And I pray that you give us ears to hear and let us to live our lives glorifying you because of today's teaching, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.